This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. So this week is January, the first week of 2024, the greatest transformation in history. Religious people call it the rapture. I call it the Great Awakening. And it's so critical for you to get your shit together. Like most people are not going to yield this morning. They're not going to activate their, unfortunately, man, I want to be optimistic about this, but every single time we coach 100, you know, we've had, we're coming up on 8,000, probably 300. So 8,300 people, there's one warrior out of 100. I don't know why that is. I don't know what it is, man. I wish you lead all these people to water and they just won't drink the water. They're more committed to the pain of staying the same than committed to the pain of fucking change, man. You're going to have pain one way or the other, especially in 2024, man, when life was normal, interest rates were good before 2020. But guys, this time, you got to be more committed to the pain of change and staying the same. And today, Monday, we talked about effective goal setting, right? Writing down your goals, not even effective goal setting. I talked about the critical five that you hung out with, that you hang out with on Tuesday. I talked about your social media feed, your debit card transactions, and really looking at what's on your web browser to really measure where you're going to be at in the next 5 years. And this one is all about deep knowledge and constant learning. Guys, we spend so much time paying attention to bullshit, but you should be constantly learning. This is one of the key factors to not only the goal setting, the mindset, all these things, but I'm in constant search of knowledge, realizing that I know nothing, which allowed me to gain everything. So I've been on this massive search for knowledge every single day, going deeper and deeper. And the beautiful thing about it is you will never be able to learn everything. You're never going to reach perfection. But Jesus says in the seeking of perfection or aim for perfection, knowing it's not possible. So it's important to stay well informed and continuously educate yourself about anything, right? For me, it's cryptocurrency, spirituality, the subconscious mind, the brain. Everything is rapidly evolving, especially, you know, cryptocurrency, mindset, financials, and gaining knowledge on a daily basis allows you to expand your consciousness, number one, but it also allows you to look at history. And by looking at history, you can predict the future, guys. That's how I've been so accurate with all these things that have come to fruition. If you go back to my videos in 2020, you go back to my videos in 21, 2022, the things that we're experiencing now are things that I predicted, not because I'm clairvoyant, because of the constant studying, the constant learning, the constant knowledge of studying backwards to be able to look forward. Because the more information you put into the brain, the more wisdom you gain if you practically apply that information. That's the key to it, family. So on Monday, I asked you to write down your goals. On Tuesday, I asked you to kind of do a little gut check and a little a system check or a little tune-up on our car, right? Looking at our friends that we hang out with, looking at the debit card transactions, looking at our social media feed and our web browser. And today, I want you to really, really be encouraged to start a satiable appetite for learning and knowledge. And that's why you're here right now. So congratulations. Good job. But go deep into that. Find something you love and go deep, family, deep down that rabbit hole and keep looking for origin and looking for origin and looking for origin. You should be regularly updating yourself to prepare and be able to share the insights on the latest developments that you found, right? But remember, knowledge is not power. Everybody says that, oh, knowledge is power. No, it's not. Knowledge enacted upon is power. So family, as we go into 2024, we're 3 days in now. Don't let the steam run out. There's going to be moments where you can pull back, guys, but go all in 20. This could be one of the biggest shifts and the biggest momentum shifts you've ever had in your life. You're truly going to see some people become multimillionaires. Some people are going to become billionaires. Some people are going to completely collapse. There is going to be no middle ground. I've been telling you guys, there's no middle class anymore, guys. The middle class is getting wiped out, moving down to the working poor, and there's going to be very, very wealthy. And I'm not just talking physically, guys. I'm talking the spiritual sense. I'm talking mentally. I'm talking higher frequency and lower frequencies. But if you write down your goals every day, if you look at the five friends, the top five will keep you alive, guys. The top five will keep you alive. If you're hanging out with your buddies that are talking about the fucking touchdown they threw in high school, you better reevaluate, man. If you, every single time you get around your boys and they're talking about the Cardinals or the 49ers did this and they're my team. And you don't hear them talk about their kids or their spouse and how they're moving their family forward and things they've done for their family. That's a problem, guys. They're more committed to the football team. They're more committed to, the poker buddies than they are to their own family. You start to look at your social media feed and you see that it's all sloppy and it's a bunch of chicks on there and it's a bunch of weird shit. It's like, we got to get our shit together, family. And it's really, really, really important that we start to reframe all that stuff, the social media feed, the podcast, the YouTube videos, changing the music we listen to and start feeding your brain good information. If you find something you love, dive into it, make it a hobby. And make sure that hobby is moving your family forward. So I love you guys so, so much. And I just really feel that education is one of the most important things. I know me and my CFO are very, very big on education. We're working really hard to build things out for financial literacy and just really helping people expand their mind and knowing how powerful you truly, truly are. So we got this, family. So write down your goals. Do that little, if you haven't listened to Tuesday's podcast, I think it's important to do a little audit on yourself. And don't be upset at yourself, guys. I get sloppy a lot, man. And I'm honest about it, And it's like each year I've gotten less sloppy, but there's moments and times where it's just like, fuck, man, I don't want to do it. But things that they're non-negotiables, non-fucking negotiables is my fitness, my goal setting, and my mindset, guys. Those are non-negotiables. The only thing that I get sloppy on, I would say, is my eating, right? And it's still pretty decent, right? But I'm just saying that's probably something that I slip a little bit with cookies and stuff like that. And so I can get better. I can get better at that. And some of the things I do slip on is losing my temper. I'll tell you that's something, when I run business, my executive team gets to see a different side of me, which is important. I think it's that's like a relationship, right? My executive team and my partner too gets to see that side of me. When I say losing my temper, where I'm very intense and things like that, it's something I'm working on. It's just it's part of my personality too. I'm a dragon sign, right? And I'm a Aries, and so I'm fiery. But I'm working to breathe through that. So there's a lot of things that I need to work on. I've been honest with you guys. The biggest thing that I was working on was a broken little boy inside. That dude's healed, man. He's ready to go. I finally become a man. I'm very excited about the life that I'm living and who I've become. but I got a lot of shit to work on as well. So let's do this together, family. So I hope you listen to Monday. I hope you listen to Tuesday. And I hope this podcast helped you and can help you change your life. Love you guys. Warriors, rise.